I'm not dating anyone now. I don't think no.
No, it's
not.
Your virgin.
Well,
if you're
she Glenn, let me catch you up.
Yeah?
Let me catch Glenn.
Looking back, I think. Yeah.
Gene did.
We're all doing 10 different things. Yeah.
Let me catch Glenn up real quick.
Okay.
Gene just did a story about his when he lost his virginity. It was with a chick that told him she might have AIDS, and he just had sex with her immediately, no condom on, right after.
Yeah.
Now
I'm good though.
He's a bulldog.
Okay, can I ask a couple questions? Okay, so...
Okay. Ask
nice.
So, how did you lost
girl.
Your virginity to? Does she have a first name?
I forget.
Okay, we'll call her Boston.
You forget her, you just don't want to say her name.
No, no, I don't know her. Like, I met, So, I'll tell you the story then.
Did her boobs feel like bags of sand?
No, they're tiny,
really
sweet hearts.
Alright, jump into it. Here, take us back from the beginning. You're a young man, you're getting sexually active. You're like, I need to fuck some sluts.
Sluts?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what did you do?
My friend, Zach, he got to go from Boston to come down and hang out with him for a week and meet him, and he lives with his mom.
And they had never met before.
And they met through,
Craigslist?
MySpace.
Yeah,
that's MySpace through like a vampire thing. There is
yeah.
a vampire.
Was she?
And he lives with his mom.
He lives with his mom.
So
he's like 19. He's like a year younger than me. So it's like, whatever. Funny story. He got his mom onto a cruise. So he's
vampire cruise?
And he snuck her on? What do you mean he got her? He paid for her vacation?
He paid for her vacation and.
Oh, that's how you got the mom out of the house.
Yeah. Very.
You throw
very
the shots, I'll
state.
Connect them. Don't even use prepositions, it's more fun.
I don't know storytelling.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm
saying. So, she comes over. To
comes
your friend's
over.
House. How are you involved? You go to your friend's
house. Well, the first few days, she's not into them at all. They're just not meshing. She's like.
The internet chemistry isn't.
No, there's no chemistry at all. And he's sleeping on his couch, and she's sleeping in his bed. And they one day just decided to like spray paint their room black and like as a bonding experience.
Okay.
And it's not working.
But, okay. So this is the girl you lost your virginity to.
Yeah.
So your friend had a girl paid for his mom to go on a cruise to get her out of the house.
And he paid her ticket to come down from Boston.
And then paid this girl to come visit him from Boston, spent a week living with her and housing her and feeding her and let her paint his room.
Yeah,
with toxic
well,
poison.
They were probably just drinking each other's blood, right?
And then she chose you?
Well, a few hours before I came to the house.
After the spray paint?
Yeah, after the spray paint. She's talking to another guy, and she brought him to, like, Zach's house.
Who's this guy?
He's an Astoria.
Zach is around.
He's an Astoria Bob.
Zach.
Zach is the guy who brought her from Boston.
So Boston is the girl, okay? Boston invites a guy from Astoria, Astoria Bob, to come to Zach's house.
Astoria Bob invites Boston girl to come down to Zach's house.
Yeah.
And then a few days, they hang out, and then on the third day...
The three of them?
No. Zach and Boston girl hang out and try to make it work out, and then she on the day we're meeting, like a few hours before, she meets another guy and brings him over to the house, and then Zach kicks him out because you know.
Yeah.
Does she have sex with him?
They were trying to get at that.
So she went to New York and found a stranger and brought the stranger back to her online lover's house. Okay.
Mom's house.
Yeah. Mom's house.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I can't wait to
where does your cock emerge?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
I get there, and then, you know, why?
You don't know.
I mean, Zach.
You don't know, yeah.
I know, you don't know. Zach.
He invites you over, hey, I have a girl over, come hang out with us.
And then, we go to the there's a vampire shop in, like, ABC City, like, in, like, Avenue C and D.
Okay.
Not all shrunk in that.
No. It should be obvious, but it's not. But there's a vampire shop, and I don't like, you know.
You're not into vampires?
Not into
are you?
But they're into it, so I just follow them. Because I'm a nothing, I just, you know.
You're a wingman.
I like wingman.
I
try
to be a wingman,
too,
yeah.
He's So nothing, it just does nothing.
Did I even try to wait, man?
Yeah, I might be trying. I'm just like, oh, here's a train. Oh, just, we're on the L train. No, we're just, I like trains.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do that stuff.
Okay, so then, okay, you're at the vampire shop. Anything happen there? Did you have a little sexual chemistry over?
Yeah, what does she look like? Let's describe this.
Yeah,
what does
she look like? What does she look like?
We're,
She's white girl?
She's just,
sharp teeth.
She's some darks. She's dark skinned.
She's a dark skinned white girl.
She's not black, she's like,
She's all complexion.
Yeah,
like a Kardashian. Like a Kardashian.
Maybe Puerto Rican, but not really. I don't know.
Some sort of ethnic.
Dominican.
Something like that, right. Yeah.
There's some flavor there.
Or she's been in the sun.
What happens if
a vampire, though?
Nothing happens then. We just go there and find nothing. And she peruses. And then we go to a bar, and she pulls me into the bathroom, and just, like, gets naked.
So she just took you.
She couldn't hold off for a minute.
She just wanted to get her.
She's constantly grabbing the cocks, and Zach is like, no!
Wait. Did you talk to her at all at any point?
I was like, do you skateboard?
How many conversations?
Yeah. Do you read comic books? Every comic books, yeah.
And she was like,
there's a lot of yes or no questions.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck my pussy.
Yes.
The answer to
you get to the bar.
Do you fuck her in a bar bathroom?
Do you have a drink? Or
no, I didn't really drink. I only started drinking because I tried to just sound up.
Yeah.
I don't really drink. Yeah, but I didn't drink then.
Well, how? So, there had to have been a point where she was like,
she was drinking.
She was making eyes at you. Like,
making eyes.
Yeah.
And then how did you do her in the bath? Like, what was the?
Well, I didn't. That's the first thing. Because that's my.
So she. Okay. Oh, hold on. She fucking grabs you in the bathroom, strips down naked in front of you, and you're like, oh,
tomorrow.
Maybe later. Will you here for a week?
Well, that's fair. His fucking best friend's in the bar.
What did you say? You're like, I'm sorry, my friend is out there. I can't do this.
That's fair. Was smart, because that probably made him want her want him.
Yeah. Alright, well, this is like a whole journey. So she puts her clothes back on. So day two, now what's going on?
Well, I kind of like being a tour guide. I like showing them stuff, like museums and like Central Park and stuff.
How do we jump into
that? That's what I wanted to do with these tickets. I wanted to like show them around.
It's like, well, you showed me your tits.
No, let's
go to the net.
I forgot to ask you, does she have nice titties?
They're like small, like sweet tart titties. They're very small.
What sweet tart?
They're like, there were Skittles in like Ireland, and I forgot.
Sweet tarts are indented, by the way. Do you know, like, a sweet tart?
Oh, I meant like, you know, a Skittle.
I'm so lost. Okay, day two starts. You're taking them on a tour.
You just told them your own story?
Day two, you're on a tour. You're showing them the
story. I want to show them, like, you know.
Although Zach has lived here, so he knows the
story. Yeah. And she brought her skateboard out, and I had my skateboard out.
So it was a thrash.
And Zach doesn't.
You're doing
Zach doesn't, yeah.
Zach doesn't.
What's going on the tour? You see the tour, you guys are happy.
We climb rocks, we skate, we, we find, a public, what's those Audi bathroom things?
A porta-potty.
Those things, yeah.
Gander or guess? Alright, she drives you in there. She takes your clothes off, and you're like, oh, no, you don't want to go. Is that how it goes in?
I didn't even say no.
Wait, you had sex for the first time in a porta potty?
Yeah.
Well, let's go one at a time. I feel like everyone has a lot of questions.
Let's start with
Glenn.
Go question.
How do you get from, I don't want to fuck you, my friend's right there, to.
Well, day two. I mean, you know,
So she just grabs your arm and is like, let's get in there together?
Yeah.
Now, there's not a lot of room.
I was skating. There's not a lot of room, right?
How do you...
There was room. There's not room enough to, like, do that.
It's one of those extended.
How did you position her? Was she sitting on...
Doggy
on the toilet? Or
sitting on a toilet?
Bent over the
toilet. She bent over the toilet and just went out of it.
Did you go
stabby-stab, you know.
Stabby-stab,
you know.
Oh.
Got my dick in her fucking, you know...
Oh, God.
Explain that. What's stabby style?
My dick just retreated
up
into my butt.
I played Kama Sutra, but I didn't play stabby style.
Not stabby style. I just said
stabby stab.
After 3 minutes of the bathroom, I was
did you
wait,
so I, okay.
I mean, how is it emotional? first time. I feel like that's a big deal.
I wasn't really in for it. I was like, well, whatever.
Were you excited, though?
I was excited. Why hold on to that?
Do you think she knew? Do you think, like, your inexperience showed? Do you think, like...
I didn't tell her, but I think she knew.
So, here's a question. Did Zach ever find out?
Yeah.
Was Zach mad?
Well, we were skating around Central Park, and it was nighttime, and then we found him at a park, and he was just crying in a swing.
Oh, so you
did
him.
It was so bad.
You truly ditched him.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, why you left?
What? Before the power porta potty, we kind of dissed.
That's not a quick.
Yeah. You want a park, you just tearing out.
Can we get Zach on the phone right now?
No.
Yeah, let's call Zach.
Have you spoken to him?
Never. No.
Have you made up?
Oh, no.
Oh, so you lost
a friend. So you lost a friend.
This really was an epic.
You lost a friend and your champion. That's, I don't know, that's a lateral move.
And you gained Connor.
Connor's
real. If I could trade friends in for sex, I'd be doing that shit all the time. Hey, Mike, you're done. The vagina's over here. Yeah, alright.
I didn't. You know.
So you guys stopped being friends that day?
Well, the next day.
The next day.
We stopped. I went to his house, and then she was with another guy.
Wait!
I love this girl!
How long is this chick in town for? She's okay. Okay, with this show, okay, actually, we're gonna make a promise right now to the audience members here that this show will work very hard to get Jerry Lawley laid, and we're gonna do it on this fucking show.
I think, yeah, we should be doing it live.
Yeah. That's a fucking promise.
Let's get some, let's make a Tinder profile for him.
I have a Tinder profile.
We're gonna make one for you.
We're gonna
Or an OKCupid profile.
We're gonna wrap up this segment. Alright, guys, that's our segment with Jerry's sex story, and we'll be coming back for a quick game.
Let's give him a